In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with the new era. In volume 15, April 14th, 1923, Louisa was talking. I was thinking about all that my lovable Jesus keeps manifesting to me. So here Jesus is continuing to be talking to us because of what Jesus has told her. Jesus is revealing to her all the manifestations, all the truths, all the promises that he wants us to begin to become aware of. So Jesus is teaching us through Louisa this great gift of the divine will and this new era that's at hand, that's here, that's close. So she says, I was manifesting Jesus was manifesting to me about his most holy will, and many doubts and many difficulties arose within her mind. And she says, which I don't believe is necessary to say here. So she says, there's so much more that as you read this, Jesus is going to explain to you. When you read, take Jesus at his word. I know some people are reading and then they put something else in the place of what Jesus says. And that's not how we study the divine will. Every word that Jesus speaks is essential. So when he's speaking to us through Louisa, when we're reading what Jesus is saying, go to each word and understand that these words that Jesus are speaking, he says to Louisa, are divine lives that expand forever. As the word of God speaking these words, a new beginning is happening for everyone, because he's, as he speaks, this word becomes alive in us. We begin to understand it with our heart, our mind, and our soul. So it's very, very important. So our intellect, memory, and will are the three powers that God has given to us, and he wants us to begin to learn how to hear from a divine perspective, to understand from a divine perspective, to remember from a divine perspective. And that's the way Jesus, that's why Jesus talked to Louisa continuously. So she said, then moving in my interior and clasping me tightly to his heart, Jesus told me, my beloved daughter. So here, again, this is so, so important for us to understand what Jesus is doing. He's asking us to begin to recognize that who is speaking to us is the beloved daughter of Jesus and Mary. It's, we want to be a true child of Jesus. We want to be a true child of Mary. We want this. And as the new Adam and the new Eve, Jesus and Mary, they want us to begin to live this abundant life that they possess. And that's why Jesus is constantly revealing to Louisa. So he says, my beloved daughter of my divine will, you must know. So this is a command from Jesus. You must know this. To live in the divine will, you must understand this. That when I, Jesus, want to do great works, works in which the whole human family is to take part. Okay, so Jesus is saying, everyone who wants this, we'll take part in it. He can't force us to do this. But he says, when I do great works, which the whole human family is to take part. And he says this, he says, always if they want it. Like Jesus said before, the divine will is for everyone. But then he says, who want it. Now, how do we say to Jesus we want it? You know, first with our desire, and then by studying, continually going back over and over and over of what Jesus has taught Louisa, to understand what God is doing, to long, to desire, to hear clearly what Jesus wants us to know. So he says, if we want this, Jesus says, we're going to have it. So he says, my usual way is to centralize in all the goods and all the graces which this work contains in one single creature. Okay, so as he did with Adam, he placed everything in Adam. And when Adam fell, all of mankind lost this. This is the original sin. When redemption took place, everything was centralized in Mary. She was the one, became Theotokos, the mother of God. And now, with this divine will reigning on earth as it is in heaven, it's all centralized in Louisa. And the more that we can enter into this life that Jesus and Mary have given to Louisa, the more we study this, the more we focus on this great gift of the divine will, the happier we're going to be. Because we're learning. We're saying, I want this, and God goes, good, I'm going to give it to you. How much do you want it? How much do you want it, Jesus says. So when we say, I want to begin to live this abundant life, good. Great things are in store for those who love God. And when we read the Book of Heaven, we are reading it, listening to Jesus speak to us because we love Jesus. We love the Blessed Mother. We love the new Adam and the new Eve, and we want to learn how and why this kingdom is going to be established. The how and the why is essential. So he says very, very clearly, he says, everything is centralized, all the goods, all the graces in one single creature. And he says this, so that all others may draw as much as they want of that good. So the more that you are reading, the more you're saying to God, I want this. I want every ounce of what you have poured into Louisa. I want to participate in this life. I want to learn how to do this. I want to study this. I want to put it into practice. So the more that we are reading, the happier we're going to be. And we are. When we read the Book of Heaven, Jesus is speaking to us, and he's revealing to us the treasures, the secrets of the Holy Spirit, the treasures, the secrets of heaven. And the angels don't even know about this. Why? This is given to mankind. The angels are servants of God. We are children of God. And so he wants to reclothe us in divinity. He wants to crown us. He says, the divine will is the crown that I'm going to place upon my church, upon my people. And we're going to be reclothed in divinity, where our royal garments are going to be given back to us, the royal garments that Adam lost. That's why he was naked. He wasn't clothed in divinity anymore. So our God is asking us to trust him, to believe in him, to have confidence in him, so that we can go back to where we were before the fall. So he says, all the goods of all the graces of this great work in Louisa is so that all other people may draw as much as they want from that good that Louisa has put down on paper, as if it was from a fount, of water. It's water in the desert, and you can have as much of it as you want, or as little of it as you want. This is the amazing thing that our God is doing. He's offering this to us. So he says, when I do individual works, I give limited things. But when I, God, do great works, which must serve the good for all of mankind. He says, I give things without limit. So as we read, as we study, as we enter into this gift, the more that we read, the more we enter into this gift. Okay. So, for example, it's like, God is giving us the keys to a car and we're only 3 years old. And so what he wants is he wants us to understand what these keys are. You know, it's like a child giving a little baby a $100 bill, you know, and if the child doesn't know what it is and he chews on it, he loses it. He doesn't know the value of that $100 bill. So Jesus says to us, what I want you to do is I want you to read this. I want you to study this. I want you to put this into practice. Now, one thing that's very important to remember is out of all the books in the world, out of all the books that exist, only the book of heaven has this understanding. He says there are many, many books in the world. He says, but the only book that will give life, transform a soul, he says, is the book of heaven. So that doesn't mean that the other books are bad. If you want to know the divine will, he says, read this, study this, put this into practice. If you want to know the divine will, Jesus says that, I've given to Louisa, I've dictated to Louisa, Louisa has written everything so that those who want this can dive into this, can participate into this. So I know some people that say, well, St. Thomas Aquinas didn't talk about this. Well, yes, he did in a way. He didn't finish the Summa. He didn't finish his third book. Why? He says, everything I have written is mere straw compared to what God is going to do. See, God revealed to him there's something greater coming. And so what we've been living for the last 2,000 years is the redemption. Jesus redeemed us. Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ at the foot of the cross. And now a new beginning is happening. 2,000 years later, Jesus and Mary speak to Louisa, teach Louisa of how to live in the divine will. And it took 64 years of writing. 64 years of writing, if you want to say. For as Louisa wrote everything down, it's for our benefit. So when we say, well, I've read the Book of Heaven, you've only begun. 100 million years from now, that word from the Word of God is going to expand within us. He wants us to understand this divine life that he wants to breathe in us, that Ruach of God, that breath of God. He wants to breathe this divine life of the Holy Spirit in us again. Why? So that we can go back to the image and likeness of God. When God breathed into the dust, what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. And now he's saying to us, how much do you want this? 30, 60, or 100-fold? How much do you want this? And when we say, I want to be filled with this, he says, good. He says, keep on reading, keep on studying, keep on putting this into practice. So I'll end there with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and keep on reading.